We will begin this visualization with the same sequence of centering and breathing as in the guided visualization to the cave of Sambom. If you prefer, you may employ any centering or contemplative practice you already know as preparation for this meditation. Sit or lie comfortably. Close your eyes and center yourself by observing your in and out breaths. Do not change the natural rhythm of your breathing. Just observe it. On your exhalations, allow your body and mind to fully relax. Now, become aware of your body as it touches the floor or chair that you lie or sit upon. Visualize how this connection extends into the subterranean realms of the earth. Notice how deeply you are rooted to the planet and how the earth's energies continually flow through you from your point of contact. Now, bring your attention to the heavens and the stars and the planets above. Notice the heavenly energy rushing into your body through the top of your head. Rest in that connection to the heavens as you continue to breathe, realizing that the rhythm of your breath is gradually slowing down. Feel completely centered between these two poles, the stars above, the earth below, above and below. Now bring your attention inward to the area of your heart. Breathe in. Now exhale, dropping deep into the area of your heart, resting there, perfectly balanced at this point. Breathe in again. As you exhale, drop your attention into your pelvic bowl, your seat of power. Rest your attention there for a few breaths, visualizing your innate energy and power radiating out in all directions. Again, breathe in. Exhale fully, allowing any tension in your body to slip away on the out-breath. Continue to inhale deeply and exhale fully, letting anything that is not eternal in you drop away on the out-breath. Now we will begin the meditation. You are walking across the green and manicured grounds of Glastonbury Abbey in the late fall twilight. The sky is quickly darkening as you pass the huge stone ruins of the Abbey buildings and head toward the apple groves by the monk's kitchen. A round, low stone building, still very much intact. The air is redolent with the scent of ripe apples, some still in the branches, others starting to rot on the ground. Soft quacking sounds drift from the duck pond as the waterfowl settle in for the night. Other than that, the abbey grounds are silent. You see no one else. Once in the apple grove, you move toward a large tree hung with a banner of black silk, an appliqué with a silver crescent moon, its points turned upward. Directly below the banner, a crone sits in front of a stone cauldron full of liquid. She bids you to sit across from her and says, "The Grail Guardian has many forms, as does the grail. As you watch, she first transforms into a dusky-skinned maiden. Her dark hair bound with vines and flowers, standing at an empty tomb, a box of embalming spices in her hand. Then the maiden changes into a heavily pregnant woman, arrayed in crimson velvet, as vibrant with life as a pomegranate bursting with its ruby seeds. The mother then turns back into the bent hag, her stern face crossed with deep lines, her fathomless and cryptic eyes gazing hard at you. The hag points to the cauldron with a withered forefinger. You notice the cauldron is painted with the same upturned silver crescent that appeared earlier on the banner of black silk hanging from a branch in the apple grove. Now the cauldron swiftly changes to a crystal goblet holding a deep red liquid, and then into a burnished silver plate, and then into a large black stone, before finally returning once again to its form as a massive stone kettle. The hag before you is Magdalene, who appears as an old woman in her role as revealer of the void. She tells you, "Behold the cauldron and scry the future." As you look into the depths of the cauldron, you contemplate its obsidian and reflective surface. Images reflect to you, first indistinctly, then becoming clearer. What appears to you? You may ask the Dark Magdalene for any advice or interpretations you wish. Addressing you once more, Magdalene says, "As the grail transforms, so do its servants." You remove your clothes and step into the warm waters of the cauldron, which has now become wide and deep. When you have stayed under as long as possible, you emerge once again into the brisk night air. Magdalene hands you a warm, soft robe, which you drape around yourself. Does the immersion in the cauldron change you? Do you feel different? Do you look different? How? Before you leave, the Dark Magdalene writes one word on a piece of parchment, then folds it into quarters and offers it to you, along with her blessing. During your walk back through the Abbey grounds, you unfold the paper. What is the word she wrote? What does it tell you about yourself? When you are ready, slowly return to normal consciousness. Record the experience in your journal if you wish, making sure to date the entry.